This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Eugene, welcome to the show.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Eugene, do you remember the first game you played for South Melbourne?
Not so much a first game, but I remember that, that first season. I played, I think...
Do you remember the game against Colo Colo?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
You had a blinder. No, you had a blinder, and I can... And I'm a tough judge, and I sat there and I said, we've found one. And can I just say, before we start, the career just keeps getting better. Just when I thought a couple of years ago that maybe, your interests had changed, a family man, and a lot of pressures. No, Spider wound you up this year because you've come back. You look like you're fitter than ever before. And I'm knocking on wood here. I don't want to jinx you, but you've been playing really, really well, mate. I've only seen one howler, and you know which one that was. I said to someone, is he trying to head the ball? Eugene Glakovic,
yeah,
don't try and head the ball, all right?
Mate,
it's been a pleasure to watch you over the years. It's been really fantastic. And what you've done this year and what you're doing this year is a credit to all the old-timers. So, bravo, mate. Fantastic. At the ripe old age of how many?
37.
If it makes you feel any better, Peter Shilton played till he was 45. Dino Dzoff till about 42. The great Gordon Banks played for a number of years, and he was a fabulous goalkeeper, and we lost him only recently. So, mate, you're a youngster at 37. You've got it all before you, and I hope Spider's got some more tricks to play to keep you wired and ready to fight everybody off.
Yeah, no, it's been great for me.
Tell us about it. What's it been like?
No, it's been good. Rejuvenated me, and it's been a really hard, pre-season with him where, training's probably the hardest, I've ever encountered.
Lost a few kilos.
He wanted me down, and I just had to do it. I just had to get there. So, I'm feeling good, and my body's feeling great. So, at my age, you kind of only take it one game at a time or a season at a time, and don't worry about anything else. And that's been my focus.
And Eugene, the first derby of the season, it was a pretty memorable performance from you. You kept out quite a few big shots and big chances in the last few minutes. So this fixture would be a pretty special one to come back to.
Yeah, it is. They're always good games to play in. Big games, either derbies or finals. Every player, thrives on that. Not just Melbourne City boys, but even the Melbourne Victory boys. That's what makes it so good. So, the intensity lifts and everyone gets up for the game. So we're definitely looking forward to it. Our record the last few weeks haven't been great. So it's a good game to have to, get back on a good kind of streak and lead into the finals to get a bit of momentum. And, it's a good game to have, and we're really looking forward to it.
And you've, if for people who've been following the A-League since the very beginning, some people may not realise you've actually a former Melbourne Victory player yourself.
Yeah, the first two and a half years of the A-League, I started off at Melbourne Victory under Ernie. We won a championship and a premiership, so some really good times. But it seems like a long time ago. I've had 10 years at Adelaide and now I'm at City, so it was a long time ago and the club's changed probably so much. So, different people and different players at the club. I think Broxham's the only player left at the club since my time. Mm. So, yeah, a lot of changes.
And he's a great player.
He is. He's very versatile and a good person to have around the club. So, important to keep players like that, to make your club successful. So, credit to him. Like I said, the club's changed so much and, it's a kind of a new start for us to try to get some wins on the board leading into the final. So, we'll be up for it.
And Eugene, I guess the 10 years buffer at Adelaide and, it was so long ago at Victory that Melbourne Heart or Melbourne City didn't even exist back then. Surely you don't have Victory fans, giving you stick and calling you a turncoat or anything?
It's got less and less over the years. I think probably a lot of Victory supporters probably don't even remember me remember me now since it's been so long. But yeah, the first couple of years, you know, you do cop a little bit, but it's you know, it's all part and parcel of the game. You know, especially the rivalries we've had, especially Adelaide and Melbourne Victory, you cop a little bit more. And now I'm obviously at even a bigger rivalry. So yeah, I think even if I didn't play there, I'd probably be copping stick anyway, being goalkeeper. So you just get used to it, I suppose.
We're talking to Eugene Galakovic, who's the Melbourne City keeper, and he's had a fabulous season. Returned to the form that really you know, brought him an awful lot of acclaim. And saw you play for the Socceroos. You've played you know, as they say, for three big organisations over the years. You're in a unique position to provide some perspective. What's it like, and how different things at Bundoora to what they were like in Adelaide and what they were like in the early days of Victory?
Yeah, well, the Victory days were, you know, a new club, so we kind of started from scratch, and you know, the club slowly built, got bigger over time. And you know, when I you know, look at Melbourne City compared to Adelaide, obviously, you know, as players at Melbourne City, we have no excuse not to win games and not to win trophies. I think, you know, everything's there to do that. You know, if you're talking about physios or doctors or gym equipment or you know, anything to look after players, we've kind of got, and you know, it doesn't give us no excuse not to be successful. At Adelaide, it is a smaller club, and you don't get those luxuries and, you know, those kind of 1 or 2 percenters, you know, to you know, obviously your budget and stuff like that.
When does their new centre at Marden open? It should be soon, shouldn't it? The Adelaide new centre of excellence?
I haven't heard about that one. I'm not sure if it's for the senior players. I think when I was there, they had one down Elizabeth, down the north, and it was quite new. But, you know, not to the extent of, you know, what we have at City. So, you know, it's just how clubs are. Obviously, in the A-League, you have smaller clubs, you have mid-tier clubs, and you have, and the larger clubs that, you know, have the pressure on to be successful. And, you know, that's just the way, you know, every league is, obviously, in the world. And, yeah, that's just how they are. And like I said, you know, we have no excuse not to be successful, and we still have 8 games to go to try to you know, try to still win some silverware.
Well, Eugene, speaking of pressure, what's the relationship and the dynamic been like this season, having Mark Birigidi behind you? I think a lot of people, when Birigidi signed, expected you to be the understudy, but your performances this season have kept him out of the first team. Does that competition in training with a second keeper really keep you on your toes?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, Dino was here at the start of pre-season, and then he obviously left and Birigidi come in, and it's always good to have, you know, someone pushing you, either, you know, your coach or another goalkeeper. So, you know, improves you as a player. He's pushing, and you have to keep improving to keep your spot, and, you know, do well in games to kind of keep your spot. So it's not just games, but, you know, everyday training. So, you know, all those things help you to improve your game and try to keep your spot. And, you know, if you make, you know, consecutive mistakes, then the pressure's really on you. So it's really good to have, and it's improved his game and obviously my game too.
Yeah, there's a new CEO at the club. Have you found out? Brad Rouse is stepping in, and Scott Munn is heading off to China.
Yeah, correct. Scott's taken over the new team in China through the City Group, and Brad's come in. He's been around the club for a long time. You know, I think he started day one in the heart day, so he's been around.
He certainly
has.
That's
what the club's all about. So
I think it's one of the original core four, and the, yeah, certainly the tallest member in the City family. You can't miss Brad, and he's got an enormous challenge before him. We've got to get people back to the ground to support you guys, especially when you're playing some of that, you know, that football that we know it resides in the side. We've just got to turn it on more often.
Yeah, like you say, he's a great appointment. A lot of challenges ahead for him, but, you know, he's a great appointment, and, you know, the right man for the job. So, yeah, congratulate him, and, you know, it's good for the future for the club.
And Eugene, probably fair to say that last week's game against Newcastle was a bit of a low point for the team this season. What's been said in training during the week to try and turn things around, and what do you think you need to correct going into this weekend's game?
Yeah, we've had a few discussions, especially early in the week, just to rectify a few things. Keeping possession of the ball, not giving the ball away too easy, and being set defensively when we do have the ball as well. So if we do turn it over, we're in the right positions. But the rest of the week's been about how we're going to challenge victory and what are we going to do to try to win the game. So it was disappointing. The flight back wasn't great. Everyone's disappointed and in the end, we didn't even deserve something from the game. So it's a really important week this week to get right, and everyone's focused on victory and trying to get a result, and 3 points against them is the most important thing for us right now.
And there's been a few rumours swirling in the media about Warren Joyce's future. I mean, do you pay any attention to that as a playing group, or are you just focusing on your own sessions and your own usual preparation, or is it inevitable that some of that sweeps into the squad?
Nah, it's not. You don't really focus on it too much. It's all just speculation, like you said. So, you can't worry about that kind of stuff as players. You can only really worry about the challenge ahead, and that's the next game. So, as players, it's obviously, you put that aside and just worried about getting the best out of you for the next game on the track to prepare yourself for the game.
Eugene Galakovic on FNR, talking to Josh Parrish and George Tanikian. And the last question we're going to leave you with is, give us an insight about the Bartman. What's he like as a defender? Come on, you can. It's between you and me and just a few others. Yeah, what's the Bartman like?
He's a brilliant defender. That's what, if you're trying to say that, he's he reads the game well. He's very quick. So, if he's out of position, he does cover because of how quick he is. But he's a good guy off the pitch as well. He's one of the boys, and really really funny character to have in the change room.
And how have the new boys fitted in the short time they've been with us?
Yeah, brilliant. Shay and Jamie have come at the same time, so they've played a couple of games now, so they're fitting really well, and they've got minutes under the belt, so that helps as well. So they're fit and fine to go as well. They're looking forward to the derby just like anyone, and really enjoying their time at the moment.
Well, Eugene, we're certainly looking forward to this derby. Can't wait. Thank you so much for joining us and here on Evenings on FNR, being so generous with your time and also waiting patiently while we rambled on at the beginning.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.